All right, awesome. BBS, thank you for making it possible for us. We are worldwide live right now over the internet.
Don't you get a ride, a job at the horse races, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. Open the gates.
So today it is November the 9th, 2016, and we are a few minutes away from the hour. There are only a few people here. Here comes the next one. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi,
Dharmananda. I'm starting to finally feel you. I'm starting to feel you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really high.
you're not smoking stuff, are you?
Not today. I haven't smoked yet.
Don't tell me.
No, man. It's all legal.
Yeah, it's legal now.
Yeah.
Did it pass? Did it pass? No, I'm
yeah,
not
yeah,
into,
it passed.
I'm not into marijuana, okay?
Well, that's funny, Win, because the only state that didn't pass was Arizona.
Good, I voted against it. Well, you know, Terry and I went to Denver about a year ago, and Denver had passed the legalized marijuana law, right? And so many people had moved to Denver. I mean, we could barely get a room in Motel 6 because all these potheads were there. hey, man, how you doing? You know? But, Dharmananda, I'll tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think marijuana can dull you spiritually, okay? I mean,
can what?
Don't take this personally. Okay, can dull you, D-U-L-L. I can tell when somebody's smoking marijuana. I can feel it in their vibes. And they're not, you know, it's like, and I know in the period of time when I used to do it, you know, quite a few years ago, I had to stop because I was so spaced out in general that I didn't, you know, it just made me totally inert, you know, unable to accomplish things, you know?
Right.
So,
I know what you mean.
Just passing that on. Okay, turn it over to Hyde.
Yeah, I just use it at night, you know, to go to sleep and help me with my pain.
Okay.
And you know what? It can work positive. You just need to, you know how to, you know, in with quantity to do it,
and
I think.
Plus, it helps you open the third eye.
Hyde is now telling us he's smoking marijuana. See that? Round way. I knew there was something wrong with you, Hyde. Now we know.
I do it every year at the on the.
Hyde, get back to work, Hyde. People are coming.
All right, you don't sound so loud and not so clear. It's doable, but if you can improve, it would be great. We had a bunch of more people join in here in the last few minutes. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Cleo, and see you here. Thank you, Terry Brown. And hello, Don. I welcome you all very much. And there are more people here. Please, if you came on board, please say your name and location.
This is Edna. Good evening.
Edna, guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Thank you for being here, my dear sister.
Hi, is this better now?
Yep, a lot better.
Okay.
Who else joined in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Jeannie in Suicide.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, it's Steve from Wyoming.
Hello, Steve. I welcome you.
Thank you.
All right.
Steve, what city in Wyoming are you in?
Laramie. Yeah?
I'm sure I drove through Laramie years ago.
Probably. It's right on Interstate
romantic.
80.
Yeah, then I do.
College town.
Ah, you know, such a good name, huh? Laramie?
Yep.
All right, I welcome those folks to just come in. Welcome, and if you want to, please say a name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
My brother Chris, welcome to the call.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Beautiful day, Chris. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Who else? Please say a name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger. Texas represented. Who else? Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Vicki from Westlake Village.
Welcome to the call, Vicki.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, I will. Anyone else who wants to announce themselves, please go ahead.
Yeah, Rick from Iowa City.
Good evening, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else? Fantastic. Thank you all for being here. We are worldwide live on BBS Radio. Welcome all those people that are joining in with us here over the internet. It is 6:02 Pacific Standard Time, and we are ready to take off. I'm going to turn the things off. All right. Terry,
yeah.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Terry Brown, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
All right, thank you very much for being here and for doing what you're doing. Same with you, Wynn. Thank you very much for taking this task. Let us go ahead. Do you want to say anything to the audience, keep the lines open, or can I mute the phones, Wynn?
Just one moment. I'm just pasting in the last couple of questions that came in. We have Don Herman with a question. And Dharmananda with a question. Now he's going to know what planet he came from. I know it. Let's see here. There it is. I didn't even open it, Dharmananda. Okay.
Did you see the Simpsons episode from 2000 that predicts Trump would win?
Who said it?
The Simpsons. In
I think it's from like 2000. He's going down the elevator, and the person actually drops the sign, and in the real video, somebody drops the sign.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good, you know?
That's a looking glass, though.
Because the Simpsons also predicted 9-1-1, did they not?
Oh, 9-11 was in a lot of reference in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
All the way back to the 80s.
I mean, when something gets predicted, you know, I always worry, were they trying to just manipulate this so Trump got elected, you know?
That was 16 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
You see the thing where you fold up the dollar bill in a certain way and it shows the Twin Towers and smoke?
Yep. I mean, do you know why they do that? See, one of the reasons I think they do that stuff, okay, is, and I hope this is not the case with Trent, or at least I hope if it is, somebody that was positive out there was doing it. Well, one of the reasons I think they do that, you see, they understand this is a very important principle, that we are programming the collective. We are programming the collective. And when they keep saying something is going to happen in the media or putting it on the dollar, they use us to program the collective, okay? And it's not just a prediction. It's a programming of the collective to bring something about. That's why the calls we do, particularly the healing calls, are so important. Because now I'm using we as us. We, I was using we before as the people on the planet, the people of the United States, the people that watch TV, which is not me. But when we do our healing calls, we are putting our energy into the collective, and it's very powerful. Somebody called me up. They said, "Do you think we're responsible for Trump winning?" Mm-hmm. And I think we played a part. I think Alex Jones played a big part, okay, on it all. Somebody asked a question about it tonight, so we'll see what they say.
And Roger Stone. Yeah.
And Roger Stone. Alex Jones, Roger Stone. Who's the other guy? Nichols. Larry Nichols, you know? And I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Alex Jones knew what he was doing. He was just doing things nonstop for the past month. And when it was finally announced that Trump won, Alex Jones was in tears, okay? And, you know, at different times in the past, I wasn't sure if I could trust Alex Jones, okay? And, you know, the fact that he was doing what he was doing and he was alive made me think, can I really trust this guy? But, you know, I think he got into it. Even if there was any compromise in the past, he got into it. And I hope we're right. I mean, it certainly was a better shot. I better not say anything. Don't unsubscribe from my list, okay? It's okay for you to love Hillary.
So pray for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pray for the best, for the highest good. And I always put that. So if I'm making a mistake, that it can get corrected in some other dimension. Okay? So, all right, let's mute everybody, okay?
All right, I've got the controls here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And let's start the recording.
11-9.
Yeah.
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 9th, 2016. This is our planetary, not our flag. See, I'm doing so many things, I can't remember what I'm doing. This is our call where people submit questions. And if you want to submit a question, you just send it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And you can ask anything. I used to screen calls for questions more, but I found out that they seem to know how to answer things, even when I think the question is might be inappropriate. They seem to work it around so their answer is appropriate.
Because,
what?
Can you improve your mic? It's going down.
Is that
again.
Better? Is that better now?
Yes.
Okay, it's dropping down. Okay, but what I've learned is they know how to modify the question so they can answer it. This is not a psychic hotline. And the goal here is to give you insights that help you make a deeper connection with your own soul and in your own evolutionary path. Okay, that's the goal. That's their goal. That's my goal. And it can be entertaining to hear these answers. And it can make a connection, but they're very wise, and they seem to know how to say things to help you release your own plugs and obstacles inside yourself. So questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Let's check out Terry's mic. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry.
I'm here.
I hear you. Your voice is a little crackly.
it'll come around.
It'll come around. And by the way, thank you to all of you who are attending our planetary whole planet healing session after this call. And just making a note that I made an announcement today. A friend of mine who has a mailing list in L.A. sent a notice out. So it's kind of like we've been on a dress rehearsal, and now there'll be some new people coming in. So So I'm going to keep it short, and if you come in, you'll help hold the energy for it. Thank you. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, every day from 7 to 7:15, and it might go longer, I'm warning, I'm trying to keep it down, might go longer, every day from 7 to 7:15, we do a whole planet healing. You know, somebody's calling now who probably wants the number for the call. I shouldn't just, I'm going to go come right back.
All right, I want to say that times that Wynn just announced what are called specific standards. So, I've myself, I've been participated with two of the calls in the last week, and yes, I it is quite powerful. I recommend to all of you to participate if you can. And for now, we wait for Wynn. Okay, he probably pressed the wrong button because his phone dropped out.
Oh.
Let us be patient and wait for him to come back in. My dear Sister Terry Brown, do you have anything that you want to share with our group of folks over here?
The 7 o'clock, Pacific time, 7 o'clock healings, whole planet healings. It's like when we bring in the energy, it's like I can feel the energy in my space and around me, and it just bumps my whole space up sort of a notch. It brings in a very beautiful healing energy. So I recommend that everybody get on it. And Wynn sent around the number, and it's a different number than this number. So after this call, then you can go to that number and be on the healing, whole planet healing.
Okay,
I do have a number here for those who want to make a note of the number. It is 712-770-4340. And then the access code is 250-513-pound. I'll repeat the number, 712-770-4340, 250513-pound is the access code. Thank you.
You know, hi, you're, give the access code again, because you dropped out for one number.
The access code, 250513-pound.
Got it. Okay. All right. We're going to go. We're going to go for our questions tonight. And
keep your mic in check.
Okay. Let's see. There we go. And everybody's muted, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Father, we call in the light just to bring our protected group energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And let me just say, there's a lot of background noises coming from Terry's microphone. If she could moderate it a little bit.
What is it? Breathing? Or?
It sounds like breathing, okay? Mm. Or something. Move your mic slightly away from your mouth, perhaps. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, we bring in the light, and we turn it over to our sources to say hello to us.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, saying hello. We condense our energy into the hello, and it is sort of a delightful collection of energy as we say hello. We come directly to you. We do not come through the computer. We do not come through the telephone line. We come straight to you. When we first started doing these calls, we attempted to come through the telephone line and just got ourselves into a hopeless tangle and a hopeless tangle of resistors and transistors. So we had to learn the process to come directly to you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then discard it. It is not meant for you at this time. When one person asks a question, the words may be the exact same question that you might want to ask, but the answers are detailed specifically for that individual in that situation. So be very careful about adopting answers that are specifically tailored to an individual circumstance and may not apply to you. It brings joy to our energy hearts to be able to connect. As we look at your planet, your third density, as being the energy that is sealed and does not open for connection with the higher realms easily. And so this is a real breakthrough, a real beautiful connection, a sacred time when we have the chance to come and talk to you, our brothers and sisters in the third density. Do you have questions?
Yeah, we do. This is from Valerie in Livermore, California. And by the way, thank you so much for coming to us. I suppose one of the reasons that you can do that is that on some level, Terry and I learned to open a portal of energy into your dimension and ask for it and discover this. Is that true? Is that a reasonable assessment?
It took several years of working together to be able to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
Us to be able to trust that the answers will come through undiluted, and you to make sure that the answers that come through are valid. So it is a work in progress as we, like two people getting to know each other, find out more about each other. We look at Valerie's location, and we see that she is outside of the area of any of the radiation the demographics in the area of Livermore. What is your question?
Okay. I'm going to start with our second question. Could you please explain how fear transmutes to all that lives and breathes, and how important it is that we send out positive unconditional love, as she says, with violet flame? And maybe you could comment on that, because I'm not sure you know, some sources use violet flame as a way of sending energy. And
thank you.
I don't. Okay. Let me just finish the question. Send out positive unconditional love, and then as an addendum there, and comment on using the violet flame, or what is the best visualization for that, if there is one, to those that believe they want to have power over others instead of power within. That's another question there that I would add, is like, if you're sending out unconditional love, do you want to send it out to people that are service to self, power over others? Because if they're choosing that, they're not going to respond to unconditional love. Maybe that's the best. There's a lot of people that are hungry for receiving love vibrations. So is it worthy of the time to send it to people that want power over others? Or what is what's the best visualization for maximum impact? Thank you.
Thank you. One must take into account the circumstance in which they are sending unconditional love. When one has fear, it shuts down the chakra system. It shuts down the ability or the desire of the person to reach out, to extend out, to connect. It is a self-protective mechanism, and we struggle with the way to express this. There is a series of layers, so that when one has fear and one shuts down, and it is self-protective, if one attempts to send unconditional love at that point, they are obstructing the sending of the unconditional love. At the same time, they are attempting to send the unconditional love. Now, unconditional love is very high frequency, so one can send unconditional love at the very high frequency and still be closing down to protect themselves from incoming barbs. When an individual is sending adverse flow or barbs to someone, these are waves, forms that have hooks on them that are attempting to hook someone, to reel them in, to capture their energy. There are all manner of waves that one can be sending out that one would need to protect themselves for. They can still, even though this is going on at a much higher frequency, send out unconditional love to the person without opening themselves up to receive barbs and adverse vibrations. So it can be a complex set of nested honing that modifies the energy, and it can be quite tailored to protect one. At the same time, one at a very high frequency is sending out unconditional love. One does not want or may consider that they may not want to open their hearts and send unconditional love when there is a need for protection, when there is a need to ward off untoward energies coming toward themselves. One is on a multiple front incoming of communication and energies and needs to respond appropriately at the frequencies that are the appropriate response. One can, in spite of doing all of those, can at a very high frequency can still put an overarching tone of unconditional love, but still protect their own space from incoming barbs that are an attempt to bring unwanted, uninvited energies into the individual, which can then do harm.
So, in general, would you recommend that when we're sending unconditional love light out, that in general, you have to be careful about sending it to negative sources or service-to-self sources?
Service-to-self sources do not generally have the ability to operate at these very high frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So sending unconditional love at a very high frequency can be an overarching background which do
mm-hmm.
not open oneself to detrimental frequencies of the negative.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it can just surround them. And if there's anyone that happens to be positive or looking to change polarity, they might discover it.
That's correct.
Yeah. And the other question there that Valerie asked had to do with the violet color. Now, in general, I know the violet color is associated with Saint Germain. And if I bring up his name, he's probably going to listen to us. That's okay. Hi, he's there. That
we do not need to bring in Saint Germain, as
mm-hmm.
the violet flame is a thing in itself.
Okay, so that is by itself. Okay, it's not married to Saint Germain. Is there certain benefit to using the violet flame or any other color when you're sending energy out?
Using the violet flame is a combination of the heartfelt frequencies translated to a very high frequency, the reds, and the violets contain blue, which contain the ability to change. So bringing in the violet-colored flame can use emotion and energy at this very high frequency to burn off unwanted emotions in the, say, altar or the cusp, the core of the flame, to burn off these unwanted lower emotions.
Mm-hmm. And how about using, since the Elohim is pink, is there an advantage to using pink?
The Elohim is not really pink. Pink is the result of the Elohim of energies combining with the situations in an atmosphere in the vibrations of the third density. It is mm-hmm. the result of the combining. It is mm-hmm. not that we are pink. The resulting colors of our energies interacting with your sphere are pink.
Is it like there's something called nodes? When you combine two frequencies, you get a new frequency. So is it like that principle of the Elohim frequency combined with the frequency of the 3D creates a new frequency of pink? Is that a way of describing it?
You could describe it in that mm-hmm. manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's kind of like a harmonic of a combination. Okay.
It is a resulting of the combination of the two frequencies.
So the violet is not a result of the combination of two frequencies. It's in its own frequency.
Violet is a combination of frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
It is the frequencies of the color of red and the frequencies of the color of violet, of
mm-hmm.
blue, which are frequencies in their own. And when they combine, they give the unique frequency result that can bring heartfelt change.
Mm-hmm. So, any other colors? How about just white light?
White light is more spiritual. The burning, the appearance of spirit in the manifest realm, the straight appearance of the shining of a more dense energy than ourselves,
mm-hmm.
the combining of the spiritual energy with the manifest realm gives you white light.
Mm-hmm.
White light contains all frequencies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is it harder to send white light than it is violet flame for many people?
It is easier to send white light than to send violet, specifically filtered light.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have a recommendation that if we're sending light, when would we want to send violet as opposed to white?
Violet would be when one within their own sphere, their own aura, wish to burn off any negativity. Then they can call in the violet light. The pink light would be when we are called and we interface with you. The white light would be the merging of spirit with the conditions around them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Maybe one time we could have a whole call on this. Is a really interesting topic, and it's practical. Maybe we'll have a workshop one time on sending light and the colors to use and how to use them differently to learn better how to be more effective. But
one can observe oneself as there is an automaticity in one's response system to use the different colors and energies in their interfacing with the manifest realm.
If we're sensitive enough to read the energies, we can try different colors and we'll get an instant feedback inside of ourselves.
But what we are saying is beyond that, one can look at how they are actually interfacing, tune themselves to see the colors and learn more about what they are doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And Valerie, the second question you asked, we spent a lot of time on that one. Why don't you ask it again next week, okay? It's a good question. And then, Valerie, thanks you so much for empowering us the way you do, with love and light to all. And next question is from, let me see, from Robin. And I think, Robin, I'm going to answer, just ask your second question. Is, now, you know, this is, she's asking about Trump in this question. And, you know, the Elohim is not political, even if I am sometimes. And, but her question is a good question if you choose to answer it. And what's the spiritual meaning of the Trump victory?
Thank you. There is a movement among the American people for the expression of the values of the country. And Trump embodies to some degree the values of the country. He was raised to go to church and to be devout, and was excited about positive values, which stand him in good stead. We send our prayers that he may be able to translate these values into the work that he does for the country, as the country is searching, like a plant searches for water, for the fulfillment of these values. It is a good beginning and needs to take root, R-O-O-T, to bring it into the words, to bring them into the deeds and the lives and the actions, like water coming to a plant that has been devoid of water for a while. It is twofold. It is Trump as an impetus to bring out the actions and the enthusiasm and the revitalization of the goals of the people, to allow them to express themselves, to exist in their own right, and to control their own lives. It is the start of a growing plant of flower that needs a lot of water and a lot of interaction and a lot of enthusiasm from the people about how to put their own lives together and be provided with enthusiasm from up above that they can catch on with enthusiasm for their individual goals.
Thank you. So I would just like to put out, send protective energy to Donald Trump, because what he's doing is adversarial to a lot of people that have other agendas. And next question is from Dharmananda, and he's now asking a question about the answer to last week. Can you elaborate on the higher realms that you said I came from? Is it a higher dimension, such as pure love and light? Or, he didn't ask this, or is it from another planetary population? Is it a higher dimension? Thank you.
Thank you. It started out from a higher dimension and a curiosity to know what the manifest world was about and how to integrate your own spirit with the surrounding light, and an investigation of starlight and where it did lead, and the taking over of a body on a planet and then sealing in to life on that planet. And it was not a planet in this solar system. It was in another star system. And then to be brought into this star system and to remain in this star system, still attempting to achieve your goals of knowledge in a more contracted sphere, more condensed sphere, and begin to then work your way out again by expanding your own casing, your own aura, expanding to achieve again your own power, as you've given some of your power to the surrounding, and then having the surrounding acting upon you in return. That is our answer.
Thank you. I think that means that he has more potential than he's tapped into. And it, that doesn't mean to go on an ego trip or anything about coming from a higher realm. It means learning how to access the energies and then translate them into this realm in a way that would be meaningful to others. So next question is, I've been putting this question off because I don't want to get a bunch of people wanting the Elohim to diagnose their cars. But Isaac has an interesting question about his work van where the battery keeps draining it, draining when I use the van on work days. This started happening after the accident it was involved with last year. It has been back to the dealership a few times, but they can't figure it out. And is there some metaphysical thing going on, which is, he didn't say it exactly this way. He said, in case you can help with solving the problem, please do. But let me ask, add to that, is there some metaphysical phenomena that's causing the battery to drain, or is it just something?
It is a little part that is not switching properly. Just a little part. And when one looks at it, it looks fine. One might not even know that part was there. Someone, a good mechanic, may be able to say, oh yes, it's the so-and-so part that isn't switching properly. It is a
physical thing. Thank you. Okay, next question is from Tad in Cincinnati. Many animals have a fantastic memory. Are all of them lucky enough to simply live in the now? Or do any of them actually reflect and ponder on their memories?
Thank you. Animals do. There is great variation in animals, and even in an individual species, they do ponder. We are reminded of an incident where a big white dog understood the language of his master. Every day, the master told the dog to guard the apartment. And the dog really wanted to be human and would sit on the couch. And every day he got scolded for sitting on the couch, but it was one of the most important things the dog did, in his estimation, was to sit on the couch, pretend he was human, and guard the apartment. And he would reflect each day when he was scolded on the scolding. He would picture not jumping on the couch, but it was his joy in life to jump on the couch, sit in as near a human position as possible, and protect the apartment, which involved putting his energy around the apartment in a protective way. It was his joy and his particular duty to do this. And he considered it a good interaction to help his owner to protect the apartment. So that is an example of an individual animal reflecting upon his situation. Another would be there once was a very, very large snake. He was feet long, and he was a foot across. And he was very manipulative, and he would sit with one eye open and evaluate a circumstance of how he could position himself and wait for his prey. He had judgment as to distances, striking distances, the ability to catch himself and not be caught. He was very intelligent in that area and would spend days contemplating how he could overtake a prey and watching the prey. So animals do have their own intelligence, and often it is based upon their survival skill. We hope that helps. Are you unmuted?
Here we go. Edna, thank you so much. Edna, if you don't mind, ask your question once more next week, you know, and we'll get to it, all right? And I just, we got to end quickly because we have to switch over to our Whole Planet Healing line in just a few minutes. So we'll put one more question here from Don Herman. Could the sources recommend a technique to keep up one's personal frequency during the daytime with its activities and distractions? Thank you.
Thank you. There are many distractions based upon the media, based upon individual problems, based upon finances, based upon proper nutrition, based upon the knowledge one applies to their own circumstances in life. These distractions can take away from and take one off their path. If one, say, comes into the healing course and resets themselves to set those items of distraction aside, don't dismiss them. Simply set them, brush them to the side for handling at an appropriate time, and then reset oneself to the refreshing energies of connection with the higher realms, connection with refreshing one's own soul, taking a moment to bring some love to oneself, taking a minute to enjoy something, to laugh at a joke, to help them reset. Then when one retakes on the energy, say of finances that one has set to the side, it can be viewed from a higher place and can be looked at more easily. And if not, then it can be set to the side and looked at again, and ask the higher sources for help and picturing what it is, what is needed to get your projects done, and pictures of refreshing thought of the project underway, or whatever it is that one is attempting to establish in their life.
Thank you very much. And we're going to end this call. And we're 7:57. We have 3 minutes to our whole planet healing. And, you know, I should have had Edna or Colleen go there because we invited some new people. So they may be waiting for us right now. I don't know if anyone's there or not. But in any case, let me just give the number for that call if you don't have it handy. It is 712-770-4340. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. And there's also a replay for that, which is 770, I think it's 4009. I didn't put the replay number on the web page.
Correct. 4009.
Thank you. But you can mark that number down so that you can listen to that call during the course of the morning or something and see if it helps you stay focused. See if, like Don Herman's question, might be a good thing to play in the morning to get into a spiritual focus. So on that note, I'm going
Could you give the 7 o'clock number and the PIN again?
712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. 250513. Okay?
Thank you.
And I think I forgot to give it. So thanks for noticing. And we're just going to unmute everybody. And,
there's a pound after the pin, by the way.
And a pound after the pin. But it'll work without the pounds, okay? And let me see here. Thank you all on BBS. We can't broadcast the healing call. So if you come into it, you have to call in, okay? Let's see, unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
And we're going to just cut this off right away. Thank you. That was Valerie. Thank you for that really good question. It brought up a lot of interesting stuff. And we'll just move quickly to our other call. Okay.
Your conference recording has stopped.